And now,
the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldbergs arrive at the Allisons for Sammy's wedding, only to find Sammy gone. But Mr. Allison and Sylvia explain that Sammy was on the road on business for the store. Of course, Sammy's absence appears to be Molly's fault for not letting Sammy know beforehand that the family was coming down. And the surprise visit is kind of fizzled out. But actually, it's a greater surprise than Molly can imagine, because Sammy has really left Sylvia. Yes, Sammy now knows all about Sylvia's past, about what she did to her sister and how she fooled and befuddled her father. And Sammy walked out. However, Sylvia has convinced her father that Sammy will return very shortly, that it was only a lover's quarrel and so on. Nothing to get excited over, which is why Mr. Allison agreed to pretend Sammy was away on business. Well, right now, the Goldbergs are in their rooms after their long trip, cleaning up. Rosie is very disappointed and will listen.
Oh, the doctor can give me a towel, dear, standing over there, and bring him hither, darling. Oh, I'm glad to be able to wash up and relax a little bit, darling. Give me the towel. Am I disappointed? What are you disappointed? Listen, Rosie, darling, please. We've waited so long, so we'll wait another day or two or three, and Sammy will be here. Mr. Allison is trying to locate him now.
Funny, they don't know exactly where he is.
If he's on the road, then he's got to go from one place to another place.
Papa told you not to surprise Sammy, Mom.
All right, Rosalie, please. We did, so we did. So come here. Come here, give me the towel. Why are you twisting your hair, Rob?
I can't get it right.
So leave it in the old style.
I want a pompadour.
Want a pompadour? So wait, and I'll help you with the pompadour. Just wash myself a second. I can do it.
Hmm? I said I'll help you, did I not? I said I'll help you. Wait, I'll splash myself a little bit. Just a minute, dear. Wash. So good to wash yourself. A little bit of water. All right, Ray, darling. Ray, don't pull your hair. I said I'll help you, did I not?
All right.
Get out. Oh, Rosalie, I don't like you in the wind. Your temper is ill.
My temper isn't ill. You mean I'm ill-tempered.
But don't come back. So let me like this. Don't come back. Oh, it feels good. Oh,
Rosalie, don't pull your hair. So disappointed, Ma. I want to see Sammy.
So you'll see. You'll see. Take us out.
You think Sylvia look pleased to see us?
Rosalie, please. Enough is enough. Take the top.
If Sammy's enthusiastic about the dry goods business, if Sammy's going to end up by being a traveling salesman,
Rosie.
Well, I don't want him to be.
Rosie.
And he won't either.
Rosie, we're not home. Sylvia's in the next room. She'll hear you.
Well, let her. I'll tell her myself.
Stand and be silent. You heard me? Silence, said Debbie. Give me the comb. What kind of pompadour do you want? There's only one kind of pompadour.
Rosie, turn around. Look at me. Directly at me, look at me.
Rosalie, I want to be happy. I made up my mind to be happy, Rosalie.
Then hide your head in the sand like an ostrich does when there's a storm?
If need be, yes. If need be, yes. What's that? And give me the comb. Now, what kind of pompadour?
There's only one kind.
I said there's more than one kind. And I'll repeat, there's more than one kind. More than one kind, parted or unparted.
Parted.
Rosalie.
Let me cry, I'll feel better.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know. Did he ever cry? I don't know why he was crying.
There's all kinds of tears. There's tears even when you're happy.
I'm not happy.
Rosalie, listen to me. Before we came here, we made up our minds, did we not? We said that bygones be bygones and foregones be foregone. If Sammy is marrying Sylvia, if she's coming into our family, let us be happy.
I'm not crying because Sammy's marrying Sylvia.
So you're crying just to cry?
I don't see why Sammy is here.
Because we didn't want to expect him.
Make me feel like a stranger to my own brother. We have to visit him at a different house. We have to make preparations to see him as if he wasn't your son and my brother.
Ay, Rosalie, now you're crying for the moon, now you're crying. Don't you think I'll have to call you up also before I'll come to your house?
Wouldn't I have to make preparations to see you, too, and find out if it's convenient, if you're home, if you're not out with the girls, you're not playing mahjong? I'll have to call you, too, Mom, and you're all really a family's like a flower. It throws off teeth, and each tooth becomes a flower that grows, and then teeth come from that also. That's the way the world goes on, changing and changing and changing. If you're trying to dead, then dry your eyes, my dear. And stop. And don't act like a little teeny-weeny girl. You're already a grown-up daughter. You can have your own home and your own family and your daughter. So who you say, dry your eyes.
Mama, darling.
I don't look at you. Somebody by the door, Rosalie. Quick, dry your eyes, please.
Who is that?
It's me, Molly. I was sitting up and I answered.
Oh, stop, Rosalie. Please, don't stop. Please, don't.
Enter, Jake. Enter, dear. There for you, Jay, dear.
Down at Ellison's store.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Molly. Ellison's store is not just a store.
No?
You should see a show window.
Yeah?
Two double windows.
Two?
A three-story building. What shall I tell you, Molly? A miniature Macy's. A Macy of the South.
So what, Rosie?
What?
Nothing. Rosie's disappointed that Tammy isn't
here. Tammy's getting training. The best thing that could happen to him.
That's a matter of opinion,
Rosie.
Listen, my dear daughter. Reserve your remarks until you have lived long enough to know life and what it is. Under your mother's apron strings, Sammy was a baby and would remain so.
But under Mr. Allison's reign,
Rosie. It's all right, Molly. It's all right. He asked a question. Let me answer it for you. Under Mr. Allison's reign, as you quote, let me reply in quote. And this is from your father. Sammy will be a man.
What kind of a man?
Quiet, please.
What kind of a man? Not the kind of a man that I'd like to see my brother become. I know and you know that Sammy can write what he wants to write and that he should write. But just because he's in love with Sylvie and he's being led around by the nose, you think it's wonderful if Mr. Allison sends him tiddling from town to town. Well, I don't think it's so wonderful.
Rosie, did you hurt him? See that? They must have seen something happen to him already. You see that?
Oh, who is it? Come in.
Come on,
it's coming.
Come in, dear. How do you like the store?
Why, such a question.
Mr. Gover said it's beautiful. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Is your father trying to reach Sammy? He certainly is. I'm so sorry you didn't let us know. Sammy and I have been waiting from day to day to hear from you.
Sit down, Sylvia, dear. Molly.
Yeah.
It shows Sylvia the dress you brought down for the wedding.
Oh, well, Sylvia has to show me her dress.
Well, I will.
Don't you see her well, Rosie?
Rosie's a little tired, a little disappointed that Tammy is not here.
Well, I know how you must feel, Rosie. But I'm not sorry. I'm glad in a way. You see, Mother Goldberg, this is the beginning of the most important thing in my life. I haven't had a chance to be with you and see you and talk to you. Get to know you the way I should. If Sammy were here, well, after all, he's your son and you haven't seen him for months. Can my presence make up for his absence a little?
His family don't have to be absent, Sylvia, for me to want to see you and talk to you. If your marriage is going to be the beginning of the most important thing in your life, it's going to be the end of one of the most important things in mine. The end of one and the beginning of another. If I lose a little of Sammy, then I get in return another child, another daughter, and that means a very good bargain, Sylvia.
I'm glad you think that.
I do, Sylvia. I really do. Is the wedding going to be... A big one, Sylvia?
That depends.
Who's going to be the best man? Your brother-in-law asked.
Well, we just haven't decided yet.
Did you send out all the invitations yet, Sylvia?
Well, we had them printed. And we have the announcement also.
Yeah.
If there's anything we can do on the details, we are not just guests, Sylvia. You are our child, huh? Don't forget that.
I won't forget that. I just told Mother Goldberg. I've been thinking of nothing else for the last few months. I want to be as much of a daughter to both of you as I can.
You will be, Sylvia.
Is that the phone?
The
telephone. Maybe it's family calling.
I'll see.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Maybe it's family calling. Oh, thank you.
Molly. And what, if anything, might this call have to do with Sammy? Now remember,